hold on a second. Real quick, what were you saying without saying names?
You were saying he looks like he drinks wine. And I said, yes. What do you mean by that? I didn't understand what you meant by saying a man that looks like he drinks wine.
Do you understand now?
And Liv says that that's not manly, but I think it's so sophisticated and sexy. Joe, I love men who drink wine.
Joe was meaning it like, oh, he drinks wine. He's not a man because he doesn't drink beer, which one is such like toxic masculinity and also conforming to gender roles. But also, I think it's sexy when a man drinks wine and when he likes it and when he knows about wine. I think that's hot.
You know what? I didn't even mean to. I want to talk about this a bit later. It's like sometime. This is a good topic.
Are you kidding me? It is so sexy. It's a sophistication level. I love it.
For the record, I drink beer, not wine. So I'm manly.
All right, maybe I do need to drink wine.
That does not weigh
your manliness.
It's like a man who plays guitar versus piano. It's preference. Like a man that can play piano to me is way sexier than a man who can play guitar.
Yeah, nothing says ultimate manly like Elton John. Come here,
John
baby.
John Legend is the sexiest
Tinkle
man alive.
Tickle my ivories real quick. All right.
Yeah, John Legend.
Hello.
One, the sexiest man alive.
Sexiest man alive.
Ladies, let's save this. We'll table
this. Okay, let's table this.
Go pour you a glass and we'll get to it in a little bit.
Please do.
Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. You ever driven across the country? The longest I've been on is like from Michigan to Florida, so that's kind of across the country.
How long was that? That's a haul.
I think it was like 17 or 18 hours.
I've done it 3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
Each time was different. One time was 3 days, one time was a day and a half.
Where'd you go? Jersey to Portland?
Jersey to San Diego, San Diego to Michigan, Michigan to Portland, Portland to Michigan.
Wow.
Dang, okay, well, check this out. You cannot even compare to these people. This is insane. 2 cross-country racers broke the Cannonball Run mark by driving across the U.S. in 27 hours and 25 minutes. They left New York City just after midnight on November 10th and drove to Redondo Beach, California. They installed a fuel cell on their trunk so they could make longer distances between stops for gas. They also had radar detectors, laser jammers, and a police scanner in the vehicle. They also had, this is the big thing, 18 scout vehicles, like people kind of checking the trip ahead of them to make sure there were no speed traps, traffic, if there's construction, like, no, take Highway 5 instead of Highway 20.
Oh, awesome.
So they don't get stuck along the way. They averaged a speed of 103 miles per hour.
That was the average?
They hit a top speed of 193 miles per hour.
Woo!
In an undisclosed location. They said it was a pretty uneventful trip, and it beat the previous record of 28 hours and 50 minutes.
And that was from where to where again?
It was from New York City to Redondo Beach, California. So they went from the East Coast to the West Coast. That's insane.
Did you guys ever have one of those radar machines? I feel like my dad had one growing up that you can sense.
Little scorpions.
Yeah.
Like,
and it was so annoying. But I guess, do you feel like they really work?
No, because I got a speeding ticket, so it didn't work for me. It's like, do-do-do laser. It's like,
I'd say they work.
I've had people in front of me like slow down all of a sudden for no reason. I'm like, what the? And then we go and there's like a cop up on the left. I'm like, thank you.
If there's any cops listening, you can be anonymous, but would you call in and tell us, do those radar things actually work?
I mean, we know you hate them probably, law enforcement.
But do they work? If you want to give your name, you can, or if you want to be anonymous, 833-563-2539. What do you guys think our company will do? 76% of companies will give out year-end bonuses to workers this year, according to a new study. I know the answer. It's so funny I brought it up, though. Do you think we'll get a bonus?
I don't know. I mean, because you've been here longer than me. I've gotten great bonuses at other places I've worked for the holidays.
I
want to hear what Liv has to say.
They're not going to give her a bonus unless she turns her mic on.
Okay, my mic is on. That's one reason why I won't be getting a bonus this year. But I've been here a couple of years. Don't get your hopes up, Mackenzie. Get your hopes up.
Wah, wah.
They do a really nice Christmas party, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Joe says no.
They do.
I didn't say no.
13th.
I'm not able to make it this year. So
it's my mom's birthday.
Well, I'm going.
Well, glad you represent the show. Okay. Yeah, about half say they're going to get bigger bonuses this year, according to a company. Does anybody, I just want to open the phone lines to everybody. Does anybody actually get a Christmas bonus? I've never gotten a Christmas bonus working in radio.
I found out my dad's intern, who works 10 hours a week, gets $1,000 bonus at Christmas
time.
Yes, 10 hours a week. That's it.
A lot of people get Christmas bonuses. Like a lot of places I've worked, you get like the full-timers get one, the part-timers get one. I mean, sometimes it's not $1,000, but sometimes it's like $250 or just a little extra.
Give me
something.
A hundo.
I'll take $100.
Give me a hundo.
There you go.
Give me a Jackson. I don't care.
Yeah. And I wonder if people think Christmas parties are fun, their company Christmas party, or if it's like an obligation that they have to go.
I got to be careful because people listen to this and hold it against us. Let me say this. Some of the funnest Christmas parties I've ever been to are actually at my wife's place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
She works at Finish Line, and they have some cool parties. Hold them to it. So
nice.
I'll be doing that.
There was a Christmas party at a different radio station down in Atlanta, and they had Maroon 5 at their Christmas party. It was awesome.
Hey, we're going to have Maroon 5 there, too. It's just going to be like on a CD or something.
Cool.
And the last thing I want to wrap up, Joe's Need to Know News today. This audio is something that you need to hear. A Good Samaritan saves a guy's life. He actually talks him down. He was on top of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Boss, why'd you get the walk? Walk back. Walk back. It's not worth your life. Get off the bridge.
So this guy right there is just like on top of the bridge.
It's not worth it, bro.
This guy's actually driving. Like, he's not stopping. I'm like, well, why don't you stop? But it looks like he's about to jump right off of the thing.
Anything, bro. Anything.
Just tell him, like, nothing's permanent. You can change yourself.
Turn around, bro. You can change anything in your life. Anything.
And guess what? The guy turns around and walks off the bridge. Like, sorry, that sounds bad. He comes down from the bridge. I don't know. I think I made it sound like he actually just jumped off and he's like, whee!
I know. I'm so happy that that turned out that way.
Sorry.
You know what also happened
so
to
bad.
Me on the way to work today? There was a little kitten that darted in front of me and I swerved and I didn't run it over. So it too, its life was saved.
Thanks, Mackenzie. Now I still have my 9 lives.
I would have felt terrible.
Meow, have a good show. Bye-bye.
Joe, he's losing it.
Laugh, pork chop. You're on the edge of laughter. I want you to. Joe. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News.
Meow.
Check it out right meow at Joe McKenzie.
Right
are
now.
You going to laugh or not?
Come on, let it out,
laugh.
Chops.
I will not submit to your silliness.
Aw, boo.
Okay, joemckenzie.com. You can check that out. Coming up next, the song of the day. The category, we're going to make you cry. It is songs about a breakup, or maybe it'll make you feel good. You all right over there, pork chop?
Yes, I'm good.
Come
just
on,
working.
Man. It's a Wednesday. Oh, I'm proud of you. You're working hard. I appreciate it.